Utah's election systems are being put to the test just ahead of the June 26th primary. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, the security scans are being conducted by the Department of Homeland Security.
They're called penetration tests, or PIN tests for short. DHS has offered these risk assessments to any state ahead of the election to check for weak spots in their voting system. So far, 17 states have taken them up on the offer, including Utah.
DHS has tools to basically go in and scan the systems for a kind of a non-technical term to rattle the windows and check all the locks on the doors and to see if we have vulnerabilities anywhere.
Justin Lee is the director of state elections. He says a main focus of DHS's work will be examining the security around Utah's statewide voter registration database, which, unlike individual voting machines, is online. The database has the information of the state's roughly 1.5 million registered voters. It's also accessible to all 29 county elections clerks, whose own IT security policies can vary. DHS doesn't give details or specific timeline for their tests, Lee says, and that's the point.
Across the board, I think counties are getting, understanding this is part of our job now. We've got to think about security. We can't just run things the way we always have.
DHS declined to comment on individual state tests. Lee says the federal team has likely concluded Utah's assessment and will share results with the state soon. Last year, DHS informed 21 states of attempts by Russia to target their voting system during the 2016 presidential election. Utah was not on that list, but neighboring Arizona and Colorado were.
I feel a very high degree of confidence in saying that it was more.
That's Jake Braun, director of the Cyber Policy Initiative at the University of Chicago. He was also the former White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security during the Obama administration. DHS was able to flag the hacking through a cybersecurity program called the Multi-State Information Sharing and Analysis Center. Utah is a member of the group and has intrusion detection sensors on the state government's network to scan for threats. But because not every state has these sensors yet, Braun says DHS isn't capable of knowing the scope of Russia or any other foreign adversary's interference. He says it's illogical that more states aren't taking the department up on their offer to do checkups.
Like, normally you'd have to pay a consulting firm, like a ton of money to do this. And these guys are like some of the best hackers in the U.S. government. And the fact that they'll come out and bang away on your system for free and then give you a report on what to fix is a great service.
At a Senate hearing in February with top Department of Homeland Security officials, California's Democratic Senator Kamala Harris questioned whether the department was moving fast enough to assist states before their primaries.
Part of my understanding is that the delay in processing these requests are that you do not have skilled workers to complete the scans. Is that correct?
Ma'am, the delay is that the risk and vulnerability assessment capability is also servicing other critical infrastructure sectors. So what we've done is put at the top of the pile the state and local election officials right now.
That's Christopher Krebs, an undersecretary with the department. Utah is getting $4 million in federal grant money this year to beef up its security. That's part of the $380 million Congress set aside to help states protect their voting systems. Justin Lee expects the money to come through sometime next month. Officials will use the grant to upgrade the state's voter registration database and some of their older voting machines. Lee says with a higher profile Senate race this year involving Mitt Romney, who as a presidential candidate called Russia a top geopolitical foe, they're not taking anything for granted.
We're never going to get complacent. We're never going to say there's no way anybody could hack us. But we're doing a lot of things here in Utah to make sure we're in a good place.
Braun says if they're smart, states should also consider outsourcing their database altogether to a more secure platform.
So number one, they should put their voter registration database in the cloud and let Amazon or Microsoft or Google secure it, because they will do a million times better job than the state ever will.
He says even with the best IT practices, states can't spend the type of money on security that these companies do. In the meantime, states should at the very least be practicing what Braun called basic cyber hygiene, using paper ballots, and running risk-limiting audits. That's where clerks hand count a small but significant portion of ballots to make sure the machines aren't hacked. Braun says putting better security in place may not be enough to block the Russians, but can stop a lot of other hackers who might be looking for a way in through the back door. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.